Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chipped Ham and Football, that's what Pittsburgh does. What's up, everybody? Thanks again for finding the show here on the Post-Gazette's Podcast Network. As always, I'm Brian Batko. Going to have a really fun show today with undrafted free agent quarterback for the Steelers, John Rhys Plumlee out of UCF. Everybody's always interested in the quarterbacks. No different, even if he's an undrafted guy gunning for a spot on the roster. So it'll be really interesting to hear his story, which is fascinating. He played some full-time wide receiver at Ole Miss before transferring to UCF. He also played college baseball as part of his journey. So I can't wait to talk to him about that and how he plans on making an impression this weekend when rookie mini camp begins. Thanks again to Pella for bringing you this show. No better place to get new windows and doors installed in your home than Pella. They can help you save on your energy costs year round. Schedule a free in-home consultation with your local Pella windows and doors to find the right product for your home and your budget. Give them a call at 866-593-1560 to discuss your project further. That's 866-593-1560 to get started planning on your new windows and doors installation with Pella Windows and Doors of Pittsburgh. Let's talk to John Rhys Plumlee on the other side. And here he is, John Rhys Plumlee, new undrafted free agent of the Steelers, quarterback out of UCF. Great to talk to you here, John Rhys. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm blessed. Happy to be talking to you, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I wanted to have you on because, you know, during the draft down in the Steelers media room, we always get the picks on a conference call afterward. We don't usually get to talk to the undrafted guys until, you know, a week or two later at rookie camp. So, you know, wanted to give fans kind of a look at who you are, and let's be honest, everybody's always interested in the quarterbacks, no matter where they come from or where they're going. So first off, you go by John Rhys, never John or JR or anything like that, right?
Yeah, I go by JR. People call me JRP, but it's usually a combination of John Rhys, my first name and my middle name. I've always gone by both of those names. So JR, John Rhys, whatever you want to call me.
Okay, good to know. I'm sure they're probably already calling you JRP on Twitter and everything, Steelers Nation. So but yeah, I mean, since we don't have that immediate call after the draft, you know, how'd it come together for you with the Steelers Saturday night? Did you have any sort of interaction with them in the pre-draft, like at the Shrine Bowl or Big 12 Pro Day or anything? Or did things just kind of work out with the opportunity and the signing bonus and all that good stuff?
Yeah. So I went to two All-Star games. I went to the Hula Bowl, which is a little bit smaller one, and then went to the East-West Shrine. And so I got to talk to them both of those games. And then as we led up to draft night, I was talking to guys on the phone, you know, whether via text or phone calls, did a Zoom with them, probably about a week and a half before. And that had everybody on it, including, Mr. Omar and, yeah. You know, Coach Arthur and Coach Tom. And so had a lot of people on that, and so it kind of made me feel important a little bit, right? Getting to talk to everybody, that's always a good thing. And so, and then draft night comes along, and I'm kind of talking to them through the draft process, kind of staying in contact, as I was with a couple of different teams. And then, post draft, I'm taking a bunch of phone calls, hearing about scenarios and situations, and hearing about me and that. And so, I'm trying to navigate through all that good stuff, and I felt like Pittsburgh was the best spot for me. Ultimately decided that that's where I was supposed to be. And so super, super happy, super blessed to have the opportunity to go to Pittsburgh and cannot wait to get there.
And you get to stay in the black and gold, even though I personally think UCF is more traditional gold than the Steelers. Definitely don't call them black and yellow. A subset of the fan base will not like that. So just say it's still the black and gold for you.
Yeah, yeah. I was went to Oak Grove High School, and they were black and gold. Then I would go to UCF, obviously black and gold. Now to Pittsburgh, I've been black and gold through and through here. So super excited to stay in the same color scheme.
Oh, that works out. What were those interactions like with Omar Khan or Mike Tomlin or the new OC in town, Arthur Smith?
Yeah, it was really good to be able to talk to those guys. Obviously, watching them on TV and watching what they do, a big fan of what they do, right? And so to be able to then have that interaction with them was really, really cool. And again, kind of pumps your tires, makes you feel good when you get to talk to important people, right? And so then ultimately, as the draft finished up, like I said, felt like the right spot.
Obviously, a big part of your journey is kind of converting from QB to wide receiver at one point and back to QB at UCF. What did they kind of tell you about your role? Is it purely as a passer, or do you think they might look at you in some different ways once they get in here and start working with you face to face?
It's been communicated to me that I will be playing quarterback
at
Pittsburgh. And so I'm super excited about that. It's always been what I've wanted to do. Super excited that I have the opportunity to do that.
I was going to say, I mean, I've seen obviously the Taysom Hill comparison's a popular one for you, another college quarterback. Do you embrace that versatility, or are you kind of like, and I feel like you got to this a little bit in your last answer. I mean, are you kind of like, hey, I know what I can do strictly as a quarterback. Like at least let me get that chance first at the next level, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I take it as a compliment, right? Like Taysom Hill is an extremely athletic guy, and I think when people talk to me and them, they're kind of giving me a compliment saying that I am athletic. So I take it as a compliment. Man, I'll take being called an athlete any day of the week, right? But as far as, you know, which one that I love pursuing quarterback. I feel like I am a quarterback, and feel like I have the opportunity to be a really, really good quarterback. And so excited to be able to showcase that at the highest level, right, in a quarterback room that has some really, really awesome names. Excited to learn from those guys and be around them and work every day. So super excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, going to get to those awesome names in a minute here, but another huge part of your story is the dual athlete aspect of it, baseball, football. You know, the Steelers have a training camp tradition every year that might be good for you, right? Have you heard about this yet?
I have not.
Okay, so each summer toward the end of camp, they go over to one of the baseball or softball fields at St. Vincent College in Latrobe, about an hour and a half east of Pittsburgh, okay. And they have a home run derby. And I believe it was another quarterback, Kenny Pickett, who won the past 2 years, but he's in Philadelphia now. He was traded to the Eagles, so the belt's up for grabs. Do you have any predictions for yourself in that, given your collegiate baseball accolades?
Yeah, obviously feel super confident in myself to be able to go over there and swing a baseball bat around. But also, you know, I know Russell, he's a baseball player as well. And so maybe seeing him swing, it might maybe make me a little nervous. But that sounds like a really cool experience and excited for it nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, that goes right into what I was going to ask you. I mean, with that legitimate baseball experience and not to mention, you know, being a sub 6 foot quarterback who can really move and extend plays and use that as a big part of your game. I mean, is Russell Wilson the guy you looked up to growing up? Is he somebody you've kind of tried to pattern your game after to an extent?
Yeah. I've been a fan of him, you know, for a long time. Obviously, you look to model your game or see yourself in somebody. And I feel like me and Russell kind of like, right. He wasn't the biggest, the tallest guy in the room. He was athletic. He was able to extend plays. He played baseball too. And so I felt like I saw myself a little bit in Russell. And so haven't met him yet. Excited to get up there and meet him and learn from him and ultimately be around him every day. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, probably some of the Steelers diehards out there have seen that famous video of you, the clip playing, you know, the baseball and football game on the same day, jersey to jersey, running all around. You know, beyond that, you know, minute or 2 minute or glimpse into your life, whatever it was. I mean, what can you say just about that experience, what it meant to you? I guess, you know, to even further that, what's it going to be like to just be able to concentrate fully on football for a while here and sort of, you know, go for this professional opportunity in one sport versus the other?
Yeah. Speaking on that opportunity, so that was my dream to play football and baseball at the highest level. I got to live that dream both at Ole Miss and at UCF. I got to play both sports. And so really, really enjoyed my time in college. But I think there is the reality of I think I would have been a better football player if I would have spent, you know, 365 days being a football player. or if I would have been a better baseball player if I would have spent 365 days playing baseball, right? That's the reality of it. And so looking forward, looking ahead, I'm excited to be able to spend 365 days being a football player and really, really sharpen my game in ways and aspects that I have not been able to do, you know, in the past, because half the year I'm a baseball player. So no longer, and so excited to be full-time, full go in football.
Well, some buddies and I have a beer league softball team that plays Tuesday nights. Once you're in town, if you ever want to come pinch hit or do whatever you need to do, we will gladly take you on. I don't think we'll pay you as much as the Steelers, but maybe we can work something out. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Seems like a plan to me.
All right. Did Mike Tomlin ask you much about that? I mean, that seems like something he would think is, you know, kind of a cool thing. And it is a unique thing for you in this draft. How much did the Steelers or any other scouts or coaches you talked to kind of discuss that part of your story, and also the sort of wide receiver QB, you know, splitting time between two positions, let alone two sports?
Yeah, I had I think it's something different, right? And a lot of times, you know, the guys that are interviewing, you know, college athletes and college football players, they speak about football all day. And so I think it was a little different. And so they kind of got excited to maybe speak about something that was other than, hey, how well do you run a 40 or how well do you run a 5-10-5, right? I think that they got excited to talk about something other than that. Speaking to the quarterback receiver thing, I had a couple of teams reach out, you know, saying, hey, we want you to play quarterback and do some wide receiver stuff and be utilized in a different way. And which was, I would have been all up for, right? If I'm getting, you know, paid to play football in the NFL, man, you can't, that's not a bad gig, right? But Pittsburgh was one of the teams that had full confidence in me as a quarterback. And so that is something that was really, really appealing for me, because I do see myself that way. I see myself as a quarterback.
And on that note, I mean, I guess it's kind of interesting. I'm sure there's a little bit of a disappointment when you're not one of those names called in the seven rounds of the draft. But at the same time, you know, you get picked by a team. There's no sort of control where you're going, the vision they have for you, how they might want to use you. How do you sort of, you know, I guess, reconcile those two ideas of like, that's the dream, being a draft pick. But, you know, when it doesn't work out, I've talked to players, and certainly I've talked to people on the personnel side who say sometimes it's actually better to have that UD next to your name, and it can sort of help picking your landing spot in that way.
Yeah, it was good for me. I'm not a picky guy. For me, I just wanted an opportunity to go and showcase my skills and try to raise some eyebrows, right? And so if I was drafted in the second round, I was going to get that opportunity. If I was drafted in the seventh round, I was going to get that opportunity. Or like I went undrafted and I got to pick where I could go pursue opportunity. And so I'm not a picky guy, right? And so when you have an opportunity, I think it's just that. It's what you do with it, right? And so look a little different for some guys everybody has their own kind of trek through this process. But for me, I was just looking for opportunity and was super, super thankful that I got that.
Well, back in 2019, which was my first year on the Steelers beat, there was a living example of that, an undrafted quarter. He wasn't even a priority signing quarterback like you. He was a tryout guy who stuck around, Devlin Hodges. He played at Samford, and, you know, they kept him around. I think he didn't make the team out of preseason, but, you know, a bunch of injuries hit. They made a trade. Ben Roethlisberger went down. Mason Rudolph went down. And next thing you know, everybody was singing in the praises of Duck Hodges here in Pittsburgh. So it's, you know, it only takes a few snaps here and there. And how do you kind of put yourself in position, you know, once rookie camp gets here? And, you know, if you're fortunate to stay beyond that, how do you kind of plan on trying to make a good impression on coaches? How can you stand out as an undrafted guy, especially at the beginning when it's football and shorts? Have you gotten any tips or advice from people on that front?
No, I haven't really talked to a bunch of guys about that. But I think for me, it's going to be, hey, be John Rice every day, right? If I'm going to be John Rice, and if the Pittsburgh Steelers love John Rice, like I think they do, I think they'll have me stick around. But again, I can't see into the future. But as I plan and prepare and try my best to you know, be the best I can every day, that's going to consist of me being John Rice, right? Being myself every day, coming to work hard, give it all I got, like I've done for 23 years of my life. And so in that aspect, I don't think much changes, right? I've been a hard worker my whole life. And so why would I stop now, right? Why would the pursuit of it stop now? And so just going to continue to be me, continue to work hard and continue to make the most of my opportunities.
Sure. Do you know any, are you familiar with anybody on the roster or anybody on the coaching staff, either from you know, playing against them in the SEC or the Big 12 or anybody that you've crossed paths with in this small football world from recruiting and high school ball till now?
Yeah, I haven't. You know, Pickens is the name that pops up.
You almost played with him, right, at Georgia?
Yeah. And so we got to play against each other in the Mississippi-Alabama football game, all-star game right out of high school, and he was unbelievable in that game. Right? I got to at least catch a one-handed ball. I was like, man, this dude's unbelievable, right? And so I got to talk to him then. I wouldn't say we're great friends, but looking forward to getting to know him a little more. Mason, the O-lineman that got drafted by the Steelers.
Yeah.
We played in the East-West Shrine together, and he became my buddy that week. Beanie Bishop, West Virginia, we trained, did pre-draft stuff together, and so have a relationship with him. And so some familiar faces up there, but excited to meet the rest of the crew.
Yeah, Beanie Bishop, another guy in this pretty small undrafted free agent class. So, I mean, I guess that's another thing. You know, the Steelers didn't sign too many guys on Saturday night, so you're kind of in select company there. Beanie had a good game against you guys in the UCF West Virginia game. Yeah. He got you a couple times, didn't he? I did my research, John Rice.
He reminded often about it. And so he's hilarious. I like to say that he got a couple of good plays against me, but some of them were, you know, I wouldn't say 100%, you know, all on me, but Beanie's going to let me hear it either way. He's awesome. And I'm sure when you get to talk to him, you'll see he's a great dude, a great athlete as well.
Yeah, those DBs, anytime the ball ends up in their hands and the ref's going like this, they're going to count it. It doesn't matter if it was an arm punt or a drop or anything. And the guy had 24 PBUs last year at WVU too. So he was around the ball a lot. What were your impressions of big Mason McCormick from South Dakota State out there at the Shrine Bowl? That's a pick that has Steelers fans really fired up for a fourth rounder. But that's not really surprising here in Western PA. They just want people who are going to try to, you know, decapitate defenders on the O-line.
Yeah, and that's him, right? I was only got to be around him for, you know, a short amount of time. But just the way that he went about his business, way that he went about playing, man, he was fun to play with, right? I remember, you know, after one of the practices, we had a couple of one-on-ones, right? So outside receiver, inside receiver, you know, one-on-one wide receiver versus DB. And then we had – some offensive linemen go one-on-one with some defensive linemen. And Mason just absolutely just straps this guy up, right? I'm unsure who went against, but absolutely just pass sets and just straps him up and turns around and he is just like fired up. And that's the kind of guy that, you know, I love being around because I'm super emotional when it comes to playing football and it seems like he was as well. And so was super, super fun to be around for sure.
Has there been a lot of interaction for you from Steelers fans on social media just in the last, few days since you've been signed? They really roll deep. And like I said, whether you're a first rounder like Troy Fautanu or whether you're an undrafted guy, they're probably flocking to you and very excited to engage with a new player.
Yeah. They definitely are. They're showing up big time. And so super excited to have more interaction with them, but first impressions are a big deal, and they have made a really, really awesome first impression. And so hopefully I make the same first impression on them when I get there.
Did I see Antonio Brown tweeted about you as well? Another former Steelers wide receiver. I guess, like, you know, it's sort of a weird dynamic now with him and his social media presence or whatever, but I did notice that him or whoever's sending tweets from his account seemed to be a John Rice Plumlee fan.
Yeah, I'll take it either way, right? Obviously, watching what he did in the black and gold was unbelievable. And so to be able to have a guy talk highly like that about you is awesome, and I'll take it any day of the week.
Was he around the UCF football program at all, or is he just kind of down there in Florida, I guess, doing his thing?
I remember he came to a couple of basketball games. And so if he was at some football games, I did not realize it. I was probably super, you know, tunnel vision as it was, you know, when it comes to game days and stuff. But if he was there, I didn't realize it, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was in the same sense.
Gotcha. Well, just the last thing, man, I read somewhere that you can play the piano and you could sing. Their first rounder, Troy Fautanu, told us on Friday when he got into town that he also dabbles in that a bit. Do you think a rookie show duet might be on the horizon this August? Once you guys
play the piano as well? I did not realize that.
Yeah, so that was like a really – I talked to his college strength coach after they picked him, and he put me onto that. Then I asked him about it, and I wasn't sure if he was going to just, like, shrug it off and be like, no. But he's like, I learned some stuff on YouTube occasionally. And he said his younger sister likes to sing, so he kind of tried to pick it up from her. So maybe you guys can get together and perform something when the time comes.
Heck yeah, I want to see him play, right? I think everybody does. But hopefully, yeah, I get to see that. It's always fun to be able to see guys that are, musically talented. I'm a big fan of that. But yeah, I play piano. I've been playing since second grade. Played classical piano up and through middle school, and then figured out that I could play some stuff that I can on the radio. So I put the classical music down. And so, but yeah, it's something I enjoy in the past times, right? When nothing's going on, love to sit down and bang out a few chords. And but I learned from my grandmother. She is a big part of that. And she played the piano in the church that we grew up in for, I think, close to 30 years. And so it was always fun to watch Grand play. And then when she was teaching you, I tried to soak it up.
That's awesome. I'm very jealous. I wish I had that club in my bag, but alas, I did not have a classically trained grandma on the piano. So do you have a go-to song? I got to ask you that before I let you go.
I don't. It's really whatever I'm hearing. I'm a big country music fan. So, I like Luke Combs and Riley Green, Morgan Wallen, right? So anything that I'm hearing on the radio that sounds like you can play it on the piano, I try to. Sometimes I'm terrible at it, right? And it's not the right song to be playing on the piano, but I try nonetheless. So usually country music, but I don't really care. As long as I know the song well enough to play, I'll play it.
Well, there you go. Hey, it's a great party trick, I'm sure. And who knows, maybe some of your future teammates will put you up to at least singing some karaoke, if not playing an arrangement along with it. But all right. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks so much, John Rhys Plumlee, undrafted free agent quarterback heading to the Steelers from UCF. It was great to talk to you, man. And we will see you down there Friday and Saturday for rookie minicamp on the South Side. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Fired up. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Good luck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. Another episode of Chipped Ham and Football in the books. John Rhys Plumlee. It's going to be fun to watch him once he gets his opportunity with the Steelers. He's the quote unquote camp arm, fourth QB behind Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and veteran Kyle Allen, but really athletic player. You know that from his receiver background, and sounds like a guy who could become a cult hero if things go his way once he gets his chances to shine in a Steelers jersey. All right, thanks as always for finding us here on Chipped Ham and Football from the Post Gazette Podcast Network. We will be back with more shows throughout the week leading up to rookie minicamp, which does begin Friday. It's 2 days, Friday and Saturday. I will be down there at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex trying to bring you some interesting stories, tidbits, nuggets from the old football in shorts. We will talk to you then. Have a good one.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.